Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast number 32 on the poem Aunt Jennifer's Tigers, written by Adrienne Rich. The first heading is subject matter. The poem explores the unhappy and unfulfilled marriage of Aunt Jennifer. On her embroidery panel, the beautiful and striking tigers contrast powerfully with the timid life of their creator. They are proud, confident, fearless. Aunt Jennifer, by contrast, is anxious, unhappy, and aware that she is controlled by her husband. Her response in embroidering the image of the tigers shows just how much ability and potential she has, but it is not encouraged or nurtured in a marriage where the ivory needle is hard to pull under the weight of her husband's wedding ring. Rich expects that little will change in Aunt Jennifer's life, and she will go to her grave marked by the ordeals she suffered in her marriage. The second heading is theme. One key theme in the poem is the traditional role of women in marriage and the expectations that were placed on them once a ring was placed on their finger. So, as a statement about marriage in general, the poem is extremely negative. The power imbalance within marriage is explored by Rich using key images in the poem. The image of the tigers symbolizes freedom, pride, ownership, possession. The image of the ring symbolizes control, limitation, timidity, fear, and unhappiness. The contrast between these two images and the ideas associated with them clearly demonstrates the oppression that many women suffered and tolerated within marriage. We move on now to quote 3. Have you a favourite image or line or even stanza in this poem? Quote any 3 that you liked or thought were original or imaginative. Maybe your chosen quote captures the key idea in the poem for you, or perhaps you liked the way the poet exposed the imbalance in power that existed in Aunt Jennifer's marriage. If you can, include one quote about the tigers, one quote about Aunt Jennifer, and then a third quote that really stood out for you. The next heading is imagery, and there are several striking images in this poem. The tigers certainly are the first to come to mind. They are sleek, proud, and fearless, and feel completely in control of their jungle domain. The image of the needle is also very striking. It is hard to pull. Also central in the poem is the image of the wedding band. It is imagined as being a massive weight, and it sits heavily upon Aunt Jennifer's hand. The descriptions of the ring are clearly intended to be read figuratively. This means that her wedding ring is not literally heavy. Rich wants us to read the image as a symbol. Therefore, the weight of the ring symbolizes the controlling nature of her marriage, in which she is mastered and oppressed by her husband. This is the actual weight that has stifled Aunt Jennifer's personal development. It is the weight of expectation, the weight of her husband's mastery, the weight of a society that narrowly defines woman's role in life. The symbol of the ring brilliantly suggests that, rather than bring joy, the wedding band has made her life a miserable ordeal. We come then to language. Do you think the language in this poem is accessible, or did you find it difficult to understand? Rich uses many examples of descriptive language to suggest the problems with traditional marriage. She includes adjectives such as massive weight in describing the wedding band and terrified to describe Aunt Jennifer's hands. Rich also chooses her verbs carefully. Look at the contrast between the actions of the tigers, who prance across a screen and pace in sleek, chivalric certainty. Compare that with Aunt Jennifer's fingers fluttering through her wool, and the fact that she finds the needle hard to pull. These simple but suggestive verbs and adjectives are very effective in building that striking contrast between the confident, powerful tigers and the anxious, timid woman who created them. Next, we look at form. The poem is composed of 3 stanzas, and each stanza is a quatrain, which is a 4-line stanza. There is a regular rhythm in the poem, and you will notice that each of the lines is more or less of equal length. There is also a regular rhyme scheme, which is AABB. You might also notice that in each stanza, line 1 and line 2 rhyme, and line 3 and line 4 rhyme. The sense of one stanza almost mirroring the other may suggest how married life continued for Aunt Jennifer, year in, year out. There was no change from the position in which her husband was master of the house and she was expected to do as he bid. The sense of control, which we see in how Rich constructed the poem, reflects both the creative impulse of Aunt Jennifer, who embroidered the tiger panel, but also the controlling nature of her husband in their relationship. It seems that while Aunt Jennifer can express her creativity in embroidering the panel, remember that the panel is framed, it also has borders, which may suggest just how limited Aunt Jennifer is in developing her creative side. We move on now to sound. Rich uses a regular rhyme scheme throughout the poem. As we mentioned earlier, in the first stanza, screen in line 1 rhymes with green in line 2. This pattern is AA, and the two lines are a rhyming couplet. Then in line 3, the word 3 rhymes with certainty in line 4. This pattern is BB. Therefore, the rhyme scheme in the first stanza is AABB. Would you agree that the rhyme scheme in stanza 2 is CCDD? What about stanza 3? Can you see a regular pattern? There are also examples of assonance and alliteration in the poem. Assonance occurs in line 6. Find even the ivory needle hard to pull. That repeated E sound suggesting Aunt Jennifer's strain and feebleness. Alliteration can be seen in the phrase fingers fluttering in line 5. Another example is prancing proud in line 12. Note how alliteration connects the two key words in each of these lines. You can read more about sound effects in the Zoom In Quick Reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We move on now to tone and mood. The tone is the attitude or feeling of the speaker towards the subject of the poem. Do you think that Adrienne Rich admires Aunt Jennifer, or does she feel sympathy for her? How do you think she feels towards Uncle? Do you think Rich's attitude towards the tigers is more positive? Many readers actually find it quite difficult to pinpoint Rich's personal feelings in this poem. Note that she doesn't comment directly on the life of Aunt Jennifer. She does not say, for example, that Uncle's oppression is wrong. She doesn't say that society is to blame. She doesn't say she feels sorry for Aunt Jennifer. The tone, therefore, is not emotive. It is, by contrast, quite neutral. In the poem, Rich makes detailed observations about Aunt Jennifer, but leaves us to draw our own conclusions about the rights and wrongs of her married life. Having said that, however, I think we know which side of the debate Rich is on in relation to marriage. When writing about mood, think about how the poem makes you feel when you read it. Do you feel a sense of frustration, or maybe disbelief that Aunt Jennifer is mastered by her husband? Or maybe you feel angry that society condones such an imbalance of power within marriage. Is the issue being explored in the poem as relevant today as it was more than 70 years ago when Rich wrote the poem? The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. What did you think of this poem? What is your overall impression of Aunt Jennifer? Do you think the poem is insightful in any way? Does it have something interesting to say about relationships, love, or marriage? What are your own feelings towards Uncle? Would you agree or disagree with the idea that men hold the power and control within marriage today? The poem also looks at the process of creativity. Does the panel offer some respite to Aunt Jennifer? Do you agree that creativity and works of art often emerge out of difficult and painful experiences? Does Aunt Jennifer only get to express herself through her embroidery? Think about some of the ideas above, then write your own concise personal reflection on the poem into your worksheet.